Amen. I'm only going to preach for 2 hours, so you're good. One of these days I will, just for the fun of it. This is the year of... This is the year of... Kingdom seed. I want to remind you, the Bible declares in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That our goal is not to seek after church or religion, but our can never come to fruition. You see, you and I are dirt. Turn to someone and say, I think you're dirt. So some people, that's kind of tearing down. That's really not tearing down. That's really powerful. I mean, you're created, right? There are four different types of dirt in the scripture. I'm almost done. One's called wayside or hard dirt. Another's called stony dirt. Another's called thorny. And another is called good. Up here we have all four represented. What's amazing is that we have to make a determination what kind of seed and where, if we're the seed, where we're going to plant it. So here we have corn seed. The Bible says that you and I are dirt. So when the Word of God, in fact, some of you are in the room today, and you're hearing the Word of God, and God is speaking to your heart, but yet you do not comprehend it, you do not understand it, you have a difficult time ascertaining it. So what's happening is, the Bible says that this, the Word being the seed, hits the hard ground, enemy of your soul comes and steals the seed. You need to recognize what the devil steals the seed. You need to recognize what the devil's after. He's after the seed. He's after the seed of the word. You see, Peter did not walk on water. Our lives, we've got to make a determination. God, what kind of ground do I want to be? So I don't go to hell. There are a lot of people like that. I mean, really, who wants to go to hell? But with the word, let's just say it gets there. And what happens is this, is it doesn't get into the ground because of the hardness of your heart. Who determines your heart? You do. A lot of people, we blame our circumstances. We blame people around us. We blame our environment. God's saying, you can't blame your environment. Your heart is as supple as you desire it to be. You and I have as much of Christ today as we desire. As much as we want about Christ, we have of Christ. Well, I can't control myself. That is a lie from hell. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. These aren't nice little cliches that Christians have. This is the word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is where a lot of people are. The Bible says they come in, devil steals the seed, and they walk away. I can't tell you how many people have come to this house. They've heard a solid gospel. We preach a solid gospel in this church. They come, God ministers to their heart. And they walk out and they never come back. It's a scary thing because one day we'll all stand before the judgment seat. We've got to give an account of ourselves. And you can't blame the church. You can't blame God. If your dirt is hard, it's you. Your dirt gets hard when you have your own agenda. Well, I don't want God. I don't want to go to hell, but I don't really want God. Your heart is hard. And no matter how powerful the message is, what's going to happen is the word of God, that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, will hit that portion of your soil, and the devil will come and steal the seed. Why? Because he knows, the devil knows, that seed time and harvest always works. And if seed takes root, if he does not try to destroy it, if we are always allowing our lives to destroy it, then he wins. Listen, and it's a big cost if he wins. The next type of ground is called stony ground. And you know, seed. Ready? Mama, I'm sorry. Here we go. Seed. Don't eat the seed. You want some? Here you go, buddy. Here we go. You take the seed and you plant it in the ground. You go to church, you hear the word, and you know what? It gets into some ground. But what happens is this. The Bible says because of tribulations and because of persecution, all of a sudden your friends look at you and say, what are you, some religious freak now? You don't party the way you used to party? Man, you're not drinking the way you used to drink? What's wrong with you? You're not living your same life anymore. I don't understand. I liked you better when you were always drunk. Has anybody ever had somebody say to you that before? Come on. Man, I liked you better when you were not going to that stupid church. What happens is, though, if your root is not deep enough, which means you only come to church every other week or once a month, you're not in the Word every day. In fact, you're not in the Word at all. When persecution comes and tribulations come, all of a sudden what's going to happen is you're going to get pulled up by the root. Watch now. You were once in the garden, and now you're not. You were once in the garden, and now you're not. You were once in the garden, and now you're not. How many people are no longer in the garden? Because they allowed themselves not to grow root. Well, I don't have time, Pastor. I don't have time to grow root. I don't have time to join Rock Solid Faith. I don't have time to be discipled. I don't have time to be in church every week. I don't have time. Listen now, I want you to recognize time is seed, 168 hours. We all have the same amount of seed, and yet we have to choose where we're going to plant our time, because that determines what we're going to think, and our thoughts are seed. For as a man thinks, so he is. As a man is, so he talks. As a man talks, so he performs. And then all of a sudden your life has gone to hell in a handbasket, and you're wondering where God is. God is saying, you're getting your harvest that you planted for. These are the seeds you planted. You chose not to be grounded and rooted. And when all the troubles and persecutions came your way, then you walked away. I can't tell you how many people. I could probably fill this church at least 5 to 6 times with people that have gotten saved, truly, generally, sincerely got saved. And because of persecution, tribulation, walked away. I want to challenge you today. Seed time and harvest is God's principle. I'm not really here. But with the word, let's just say it gets there. And what happens is this, is it doesn't get into the ground because of the hardness of your heart. Who determines your heart? You do. A lot of people, we blame our circumstances. We blame people around us. We blame our environment. God's saying, you can't blame your environment. Your heart is as supple as you desire it to be. You and I have as much of Christ today as we desire. As much as we want about Christ, we have of Christ. Well, I can't control myself. That is a lie from hell. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. These aren't nice little cliches that Christians have. This is the word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is where a lot of people are. The Bible says they come in, the devil steals the seed, and they walk away. I can't tell you how many people have come to this house
They've heard a solid gospel. We preach a solid gospel in this church. They come, God ministers to their heart, and they walk out, and they never come back. It's a scary thing because one day we'll all stand before the judgment seat. We got to give an account of ourselves. And you can't blame the church. You can't blame God if your dirt is hard. It's you. Your dirt gets hard when you have your own agenda.
Well, I don't want God. I don't want to go to hell, but I don't really want God.
Your heart is hard.
And no matter how powerful the message is, what's going to happen is the word of God, that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, will hit that portion of your soil, and the devil will come and steal the seed. Why? Because he knows, the devil knows, that seed time and harvest always works. And if seed takes root, if he does not try to destroy it, if we are always allowing our lives to destroy it, then he wins.
Listen, and it's a big cost if he wins. The next type of ground is called stony ground. And you know, seed. Ready? Mama, I'm sorry. Here we go. Seed. Don't eat the seed. You want some? Here you go, buddy. Here we go. You take the seed and you plant it in the ground. You go to church, you hear the word, and you know what? It gets into some ground.
But what happens is this. The Bible says because of tribulations and because of persecution, all of a sudden your friends look at you and say, what are you, some religious freak now? You don't party the way you used to party? Man, you're not drinking the way you used to drink? What's wrong with you? You're not living your same life anymore. I don't understand. I liked you better when you were always drunk.
Has anybody ever had somebody say to you that before? Come on.
Man, I liked you better when you were not going to that stupid church.
What happens is, though, if your root is not deep enough, which means you only come to church every other week or once a month, you're not in the Word every day. In fact, you're not in the Word at all.
When persecution comes and tribulations come, all of a sudden what's going to happen is you're going to get pulled up by the root.
Watch now. You were once in the garden, and now you're not. You're once in the garden, and now you're not. You're once in the garden, and now you're not. How many people are no longer in the garden? Because they allowed themselves not to grow root.
Well, I don't have time, Pastor. I don't have time to grow root. I don't have time to join Rock Solid Faith. I don't have time to be discipled. I don't have time to be in church every week. I don't have time. Listen now, I want you to recognize time is seed, 168 hours. We all have the same amount of seed, and yet we have to choose where we're going to plant our time because that determines what we're going to think, and our thoughts are seed. For as a man thinks, so he is. As a man is, so he talks. As a man talks, so he performs. And then all of a sudden your life has gone to hell in a handbasket and you're wondering where God is.
God is saying, you're getting your harvest that you planted for. These are the seeds you planted. You chose not to be grounded and rooted. And when all the troubles and persecutions came your way, then you walked away. I can't tell you how many people, I could probably fill this church at least 5 to 6 times with people that have gotten saved, truly, generally, sincerely got saved, and because of persecution, tribulation, walked away. I want to challenge you today. Seed time and harvest, this is God's principle. I'm not really here. What dirt are you? What's in your dirt that has to come out? And listen, if you're not, it's easy to point at somebody else, but if you can't be honest with yourself and allow the Holy Spirit to start exercising things out of your life, then you can't be mad at God when you don't reach your full potential. God has greatness for you. Not goodness, greatness. You can't be mad at God when you don't reach your full potential. God has greatness for you. Not goodness, greatness. This morning. Today, if you're the seed, and you're, what will it produce? Are you a person that is not going to be well established? I don't have time. I don't want to. I just want enough of God to get out of this hell thing. Or you're a person that's saying, Jesus, I'm going to go all the way with you. Today, with Jesus, I want to ask you a question. Today, with Jesus, I want to ask you a question. Your personal Savior, the very first thing you need to do is get right with God. You need to ask Jesus. I believe there was, how many people saved morning? Where's Randall, Minister Randall? Two gave their heart to Jesus, three. Three gave their heart to the Lord this morning in first service. That means three lives were completely changed, depending on their dirt. Today, if you would like to receive Christ as your Savior, I'm not asking you to join a church. It can't get you to heaven. The Word, Jesus, the blood, get you to heaven. Today, if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today you want to make sure that your ground is solid so that when you get saved, you're going to follow through. And you're not going to get pulled up by the roots, but you're going to go all the way with Jesus. Today, if you'd like to receive Christ as your personal Savior, I'd like you to raise your hand up. I want to pray with you this morning. Thank you in the back, man. Put your hand right back down. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Come on, get your hand up. You want Jesus in your life. Come on, five. Come on, get your hand up. Three. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Come on, get your hand up. Five, four, three. Thank you. Two. Last call. Come on, get your hand up. Thank you. I see it. One. Let's all stand to our feet. Come on, let's give all those who raise their hand a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God's got great things for you. The DNA of heaven is going to be birthed in you today. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation in Christ. Today, if I'd like the prayer team to come around the front of the altar. If I could have them step right out, the prayer team come and step right out. A little bit quicker than that. There we go. Very good. There you go. Prayer team, those who pray. Very good. Also, those who raise their hand for salvation, I'd like to pray with you up front. You're saying, man, I didn't know I was going to have to come up front. You'll be all right. The Bible says, if you proclaim me before man, I'll proclaim me before my Father. I want you to meet me right up here by this good ground, right over here. Meet me by the good ground. Come on, come right out of your chair. Awesome. Very proud of you, dude. Hallelujah. Dude, how are you? Very proud of you. Jesus is going to change your life. Come on, I know there are more hands than that. Don't be ashamed. Grab the person next to you and say, yo, I need you. Get up here with me. Come on, five. Come on, I'm not going to wait long. I'm so excited for you. Can we give him one more hand clap? Isn't that awesome? Yes! Yes! Forever, never the same. This is Minister Randall. I'm going to have him pray with you. And he's going to get your Bible. He's going to make sure you're all set and settled and growing in Christ. And remember, this means you got to do something. He's gonna help you. So if you'll follow Minister Randall right on over there, very good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Honey, do you want to welcome all the guests to the guest room?
If you're a guest this morning, we are going to be right outside those doors down this hallway. We would love to get a chance to shake your hand and to meet you personally. So please don't run out. Join us on the side. If you're ready to link up with Uproar, join the guest table out front and see them out there. And make sure you shake some hands and love on people before you leave the house today.
Father, release blessing in Jesus' name. We declare, God, as we have the seed, that we'll start planting our lives for the harvest that we want to see come and be in our lives. So, Father, today in Jesus' name, we refuse to live by accident. We make a determination that all week long we're going to sow our lives, and God, you're going to be able to live your life through us to bring glory to heaven, and that, God, you will bless us, prosper us in all things that we touch and we do. In Jesus' name, and everybody receiving his head. I said, you said, I love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Make sure you bring HT plus one.